This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some say it's a startling admission. President Trump saying that he would probably listen if a foreign government was to offer him dirt on a political opponent. He made the admission in an interview with ABC News.
If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
Any Democrats running for the White House and on Capitol Hill slamming the president for saying it, and former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, who is challenging the president for the GOP nomination, says the president should resign for saying that. Reports are two oil tankers with oil bound for Asia have come under attack this morning in the Gulf of Oman off the coast of Iran. It's been sending oil prices sharply higher. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your healthcare. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in the Dominican Republic say the gunman who shot David Ortiz is in custody. They say the gunman was part of a larger group that was offered about $8,000 to kill the former Red Sox slugger. He was ambushed on Sunday night at a bar in his hometown of Santo Domingo. He has since been flown back to Boston, where he's recovering at a hospital. A new bill to protect abortion rights has been signed into law in one state. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Illinois Governor Democrat J.B. Pritzker has signed a bill to expand abortion protections in his state.
Today, we proudly proclaim that in this state, we trust women.
The new law requires insurance coverage for abortions, contraception, and related medical care. It also establishes abortion as a fundamental right for women in Illinois.
The St. Louis Blues win their first Stanley Cup, beating the Bruins 4-1 in Game 7 in Boston last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy shot in a random attack on Monday night has died. Joseph Solano, 50 years old, had been in grave condition ever since a Utah man reportedly shot him in the head as he was awaiting fast food at a Jack in the Box restaurant while off duty. The alleged shooter, Rhett Nelson, is accused of opening fire on a downtown L.A. street and again inside that fast food restaurant. The shootings actually left two people dead, counting the deputy. A bill is now moving through Congress that would permanently extend funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. The House Judiciary Panel voting unanimously on the bill yesterday. It needs to pass the Congressional Budget Office before it can get a full vote in the House, but it is expected to pass. Tennessee authorities identifying an 18-year-old man who they say was secretly living in the attic of someone's house. Officials say Matthew Castro would sneak out of the attic at night to be with the 14-year-old girl who lived in that house. The girl's mother found the teenager when she came home and spotted him at the top of the stairs. He ran to the girl's room and then disappeared, but police came and found him in the attic, which had a door to the girl's closet. And Ford is now recalling over a million Explorers over a suspension issue. It covers model years 2011 through 2017, about 1.2 million of those SUVs. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy Father's Day. Now, we're going to do it early and often. Why not? Time to focus and appreciate our dads with award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker, Bruce Coffin. Bruce, happy Father's Day to you early.
Thank you, Bill. Happy Father's Day to you as well and all the dads who are listening.
Exactly. Well, we know that historically speaking, Father's Day wasn't first. We honor our mothers, and Mother's Day was actually first, and I guess some of the dads said, hey, what about us?
Actually, it was a woman who said, hey, but what about dads?
What about them, huh? Yeah, exactly.
It was two women, actually. The first one was a woman named Sonora Dodd. She was one of six kids who had been raised by her dad in Spokane, Washington. The mom had died in childbirth on the sixth kid. So Sonora, who was the only girl in the family, but also the oldest, she helped her father raise the other five kids. But in helping him, she realized how many sacrifices he had made in order to be a single parent raising six children. Wow. So in a sermon that was being given about Mother's Day in May in her church, she thought, well, wait a minute. Why aren't we honoring dads, especially a dad like mine who sacrificed so much to raise us? And so she went to her pastor after the service and suggested it to him, and he thought, well, okay, the one thing I think we definitely should do is have a sermon honoring dads. And he settled on the third week in June, and some of the other heads of churches around Spokane heard of this, and they thought, you know what, I really like that idea. So June 19th and 1910, in Spokane, Washington, most all of the heads of the churches who gave sermons in those churches, they honored dad on that day. And so that was really the beginning of it. And there was in the 1920s this momentum to make it a national holiday because that was just local. And it sort of died out because, number one, Sonora Dodd decided I need to get a college education, so she kind of left the movement. But she came back in the 30s and it came back up again as something, the momentum shifted and there was now behind it. And as you might guess, the people who were really behind it were the merchants who sold products to men. Right. They'd been watching all these merchants who sold products to women make a killing on Mother's Day. Jewelry, flowers, you know, those kinds
Reading
of things.
Reading cards, everything.
Cards, yeah. Everything. So they thought, you know what? We're selling. I'd like to be able to have a Father's Day in which I'm selling belts, ties, hats, cigars, pipes, those kinds of things. So they were way behind it, but that was kind of a double-edged sword, Bill, because if you remember when we talked about Mother's Day last month, Ann Jarvis, who started Mother's Day, got really disappointed at how commercial it had become. And that was the problem that people who objected to Father's Day thought the same thing is going to happen to Father's Day. It's just going to be commercialized. And so that stalled the momentum until another woman, Senator Margaret Chase Smith, a senator from Maine, got up in the Senate in the late 1950s, early 60s, and said, wait a minute, there are two parents who raise kids,
right?
The mom and the dad, and we only have a holiday honoring the mom? And so momentum changed then after she gave that speech. It really bowled everybody in the Senate over. And in 1966, President Johnson issued the first presidential proclamation honoring Father's Day on the third Sunday in June every year. But that didn't make it a national holiday. And so in 1972, President Richard Nixon signed legislation into law making the third Sunday in June a national holiday honoring dads. And that's how it happened. Two women were behind it.
Well, thank God for the women. That's why we need, and we welcome them to be involved in the legislature to get this country on track and remember the right and vital things of our culture. You know, kind of amazing there, you know, Bruce, when you recount the history to realize that this is really new history that we are honoring, you know, fathers, and we have an official federal holiday, or not a federal holiday, but at least a national acknowledgement of Father's Day.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, it was a long time coming. I mean, as you and I have talked about before, Bill, the moms are the bedrock of the family.
Right.
They absolutely are. So I'm not surprised and not disappointed that moms were first honored because they are the bedrock. But, you know, dads are very, very helpful. Well, I remember one time when you and I talked about this years back and you played Harry Chapin's song, Cats in the Cradle.
Right.
And, you know, you were sort of like, well, okay, so the dad's never around. And I answered, yeah, but I think Harry was being a little hard on dads because the reason dads were not around in that song was because dad was out traveling, making money.
He was
that
working,
was his job.
Providing for the family. Right.
Right, to support the family.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so both people play a role. Now the roles today in the family today, the roles are a little bit more interchanged. Men have more to do with raising their kids than they used to. But, you know, mom is still the bedrock. Dad is usually the breadwinner, not so much anymore. But at that time, when Father's Day was honored, it was because, you know, dads did do their part in raising the children.
Mm-hmm. Well, Margaret Truman said, it's only when you grow up and step back from him or leave him for your own home, it's only then that you can measure your dad's greatness and fully appreciate him.
Yes, and I would agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
And if you remember, Margaret Truman's dad was Harry Truman, who almost got in a fight with a Washington Post reporter who panned one of his daughter's piano recitals.
Yeah, you got to be careful about that. Tim Russert, one of my favorites, was the older I get, the smarter my father seems to get. Huh?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, and we all either know of or have experienced, you know, we all have our own personal experience of fathers and what they do. And gosh, I remember a gal that I worked with at a radio station in Southern California, and her dad had gotten an invitation for a class reunion. It was like a 50-year class reunion. Well, he had been the sole caretaker for the mother who had Lou Gehrig's disease. And the kids, the family of four kids, as you say, family of six, but four kids said, Dad, you ought to go. You know, we'll take care of Mom. Well, the kids had not really taken care of Mom. I mean, they'd come by and visit and that sort of thing, but they had never really experienced what Dad had gone through. And, but they insisted, and Dad said, we sure you can take care of it? Oh, no, come on. There's four of us. We'll do it in shifts. We'll make this work. Well, after the first shift, they all were stalled and just amazed and going, what were we thinking? You know, not only from the thinking of, you know, what were we thinking by not helping Dad out? This is so overwhelming.
Right.
And here we are doing it in shifts, and this man has been doing it all along for, I think at that time it was about 17 years that he had been doing this. You know, all the caretaking for his wife. And I loved his response, because when he got back from Vegas where they had the reunion and everything, They were so humbled and so sorrowful, and they said, Dad, first of all, we're so sorry that we have not been here to help you more. We just, you know, having gone through this experience and realizing, you know, here we are after a first, you know, 4-hour shift, we're overwhelmed and we had to pause and consider that you're doing this every day, and we're ashamed that, you know, that we haven't been there for you. And they asked the question, they said, Dad, how could you do this? And I thought his answer punctuated everything and was just one of those almost godlike moments. You know, he told the two girls and two sons, he said, look, 20 years ago, I made your mother a promise and I'm not about to break it now.
Yeah. And it was just one dad. They were four of them.
Exactly, exactly. So an incredible story, and I know we all have stories of dads that have just done incredible things in our lives. They've been our heroes and our providers, and they've been the example. And God bless us, and God bless them for having them.
The final phase absolutely. Of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, in honor of Father's Day, Facebook asked, their subscribers, says, okay, what's the best thing you learned from your dad? One said, there's no age limit on learning, so keep learning. Duct tape can fix almost anything. Don't leave home without it. One gal said, my dad passed away suddenly at the age of 34 when I was 6 months old, and because of this, he taught me not to take life for granted because it can end in the blink of an eye. Another one said, things don't have to be new in order to be useful. He was upcycling and repurposing long before it was fashionable. Another said, he once told me that all people bleed the same color. Another said, to collect people, not things. Things will not keep you company and love you back when you get old. I like this one from Paula. It says, if all else fails, read the directions. And this one from Christy. I love this one, too. I her dad is my kind of guy. Hey, you can indeed use the dashboard in your car as drums. You know, you love these comments. I mean, these are from the heart, and, you know, these are the kind of comments that freely flow on Father's Day, Bruce Kaufman.
Yes, they are. And my favorite is the one you just said, when all else fails, read the directions. That's a classic.
No. I know. And see, and dads are accused of not reading directions or, you know, reading the map or asking for directions, right?
Right. All the time.
Yeah, it's all part of the fake news deal. So, hey, our conversation continues with our favorite historian, award-winning syndicated columnist, author, and speaker, Bruce Kaufman. Bruce, do you want to wrap up any final thoughts here for Father's Day as we, you know, head toward the weekend? It's going to be a great time with family, a great time to honor fathers when, you know, especially when we take a real quick glimpse and realize those families that have either lost fathers or fathers are not participating, you know, the empirical evidence that is so clear just how important not only that mothers are, but fathers, that both parents, whenever as much as possible, that the children in those units, in those sealed units like that, that have a mother and father, boy, they just have such a leg up historically, do they not?
Yes, they do. I mean, the family is the foundation of this nation. The family is the foundation of all successful nations. And I'm very thankful that my wife and I have been married now for 34 years, and we have a loving family, and I can't wait to spend Father's Day with my two daughters, one of whom is flying in from San Francisco to spend it with me.
Well, wait till you get loaded up with grandchildren. You know, we've got a new one coming. He's in the oven and cooking quite well, they tell me, in Maui, Hawaii. And so we're expecting him to arrive sometime in September. So you'll hear me. When you start hearing the aloha music coming out, you know that I'm in Hawaii getting ready to welcome in our 11th grandchild.
That's great. That's
yeah,
wonderful.
So we can't wait for that. All right, so let's talk the inspiration of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Oh, by the way, before we do that, your quote of the week. I loved Vince Lombardi's quote that you captured. Listen to this one, ladies and gentlemen. If you aren't fired with enthusiasm, you will be fired with enthusiasm. Maybe that's something that our government, you know, maybe we should have that up in the halls amongst all the other great documents. We should have Vince Lombardi's quote there, right?
That would be a perfect one, especially for Congress. No question.
Yes, without a doubt. Anyway, I mentioned his quote of the week. Bruce, real quick before, and I'm sorry we're kind of like, as this thing is flowing here, but I want to give you an opportunity to tell our audience how they can subscribe, and they will get the quote of the week. They will get, you know, the two other installments that you put out weekly, three times a week. You connect with our audience, so
yeah,
tell them how they can do that.
They can go on my website, which is historylessons.net. That's one word, plural, historylessons.net. And on the right-hand side, it says subscribe to Bruce's writings. You type in your first, last name, email address, and then you decide of the three offerings. My quote of the week, I send out in an email on Monday if you check that box. My syndicated column on history, Bruce's History Lessons, I send out on Wednesday in an email if you check that box. And then on Friday, I send out my Thinking Out Loud column, which is my take on some of the, you know, the public policy issues and politics and so on that you and I talk about.
Right.
Check that box, and I will send it out on Friday.
When's your new book coming? I'm waiting for it.
You know what? I'm still working on that, Bill.
Okay.
I have two books coming out. One is a collection of my columns. And the other is a book I've written on the difference between the nation that the founders founded and the nation that the progressives have changed.
Wow. Very good. Very good. Well, I can't wait for that. I got to tell you, Bruce's books, you know, which is based on his syndicated columns, are just outstanding. It's good fun, and it just reignites you with our rich history. Because as we know, and as we realize, especially on the heels of what we celebrated, the 75th anniversary of D-Day, and Bruce, I'm so happy that you were, you know, part of that, you know, that celebration, and that you were able to come on the show and share your brilliance as always and your historic knowledge of D-Day. You know, we're just reminded of just how special America is.
It is. And the Civil Rights Act of 1964, Bill, it was also a very special moment in our history.
Great segue. Perfect.
Just to give a little bit of a background on that, okay, it was, it basically ended, well, there were two of them, 64 Civil Rights Act and the 65 Voting Rights Act, basically ended the long-standing separate but equal doctrine that had been established in Plessy versus Ferguson when the Supreme Court ruled that blacks and whites could be, as long as they were equal, you could separate blacks and whites in where they went to school, where they ate in public restaurants, where they slept in public hotels, where they had their drinking fountains and their restrooms. And for years and years, that was the establishment, the Supreme Court ruling, but it was never equal, especially in education. Okay, the education of blacks and whites in the public schools in our country was never equal, and that is why in 1954, in Brown versus Board of Education, the Supreme Court ruled that separate but equal was unconstitutional. The problem was that no one paid, in the South, no one paid any attention to the Supreme Court ruling in Brown, and so the separate but equal continued until passage of the 64 Civil Rights Act and Voting Rights Act of 1965, and it was Lyndon Johnson who ensured the passage of both bills. And that was an uphill climb because at the time, practically every congressional committee and subcommittee having to do with civil rights was chaired by a Southerner. So they could block the bills, they could stall the bills, they could deny the bills, they could filibuster the bills. And they had to be passed in 2 years because Congress changed and you'd have to start all over again. Johnson, exactly. Because he was such a powerful civil rights, powerful Senate Majority Leader, and I consider him and Lincoln the two greatest legislative presidents ever, against all odds, he got that legislation passed. The question is, why would Johnson, a Southerner from Texas, worked so hard to pass legislation when during his entire congressional career he had voted against civil rights legislation?
Exactly.
He's a Southerner. The reason is, and this is what my history lesson was about, was because of an incident that occurred when he was in the Senate. He would fly, when Senate was in recess, he would fly in an airplane back to his home state of Texas. So he would have his employees, three black African Americans, his housemaid and butler, Helen and Gene Williams, and his cook, Zephyr Wright, drive the family car from Washington to Texas. That's through the South. So one day Johnson said, do you mind taking along the family dog on your next trip to Texas from Washington? And Williams, Gene Williams, said, you know what, I'm very reluctant to do that, Mr. President. And when Johnson, or Mr. Senator, and when Johnson said, why would you be reluctant? Gene gave him a guided tour of what it was like for a black man to drive in the South during that quote-unquote separate but equal America in the early 60s.
Maybe he could show him the Green Book there or something. Huh?
Yeah, all right. There was also the Green Book. Mm-hmm. But what he said was, Senator Johnson, when we drive through the South and we get hungry, we can't find a place to eat. When we get dirty, we can't find a place to wash up. When we get tired, we can't find a place to sleep. And here's a quote. You see, what I'm saying is that a colored man's got enough trouble getting across the South on his own without having a dog along.
Yeah.
Johnson was so embarrassed, he later said, there was nothing I could say to Gene. But as I wrote, there was something he could do for him. Passage of the 64 Civil Rights Act and passage of the 65 Voting Rights Act.
Without a doubt. Well, there was a historical moment, and just some of what influenced the soon to become, little did we know. Well, he was, at that point, he was the President of the United States.
Yep.
That made this happen and used all his experience and his power that he had gained over the years in Congress. So good for him, and this is what we've got. Bruce Kaufman, thank you so much.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax
tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Navy's USS Bainbridge now rendering assistance to the crews of two oil tankers that were reportedly attacked off the coast of Iran today. Details are still coming in, but reports are the vessels were full of oil bound for Asia at the time. There's no claim of responsibility, but many believe Iran is behind the attacks.
Iran seems to be demonstrating that it can do as it pleases without incurring any meaningful response from the United States and allies.
That's military analyst Mike Lyons speaking on CBS News. Russian lawmakers say Moscow could be forced to retaliate if President Trump follows through on his promise to deploy U.S. forces to Poland. The president telling Poland's president yesterday he'll send 1,000 troops to Poland to deter possible military aggression by Russia. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I mean, look what's going on with the fake news now. A death spiral. Look at CNN. They've lost a third of its prime time audience. America is voting with its fingers there, Megan Barth, deciding, look, if you're not going to give me useful news and add to my day, then maybe I need to find somebody else. Megan Barth joins us, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project Report. Megan, it's always good to have you with us. How are you?
Always good to be here. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, so America is saying enough of this fake news stuff. I'm going to go find something else.
Exactly, and we see this that the ratings completely tanked at the bottom of CNN, basically fell out over the last month. If you didn't think the ratings could go any lower, CNN proves you different. MSNBC is still kind of hanging on, but they have lost one-third of their viewership. And you have to ask yourself, though, what would CNN's ratings be if we weren't forced to watch CNN in airports?
Right.
If they didn't have the airport contract, what would the ratings really be?
Well, even President Trump, though, complained about when he went to Europe, all he could see was CNN.
Right. Exactly. And so there are still some hangers on MSNBC. At least you know what you're getting when you go to MSNBC. We know that it is more of a, you know, a political pundit network, if you will. It's the anti-Trump TV 24/7.
Right.
But CNN always puts on a front, and even Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo, or excuse me, Jim Acosta, were on the other night trying to convince us that the network wasn't biased. Have they seen their chyrons?
Yes.
Have they listened to themselves for the last 3 years? where they ran with the anti-Trump narrative of Russian collusion and trying to convince us that he was a Russian colluder, and they're hiring James Clapper as a pundit, et cetera. And we listened to it for, what, 3 years, 2.5 years. And as soon as the Mueller report came out, that's when the death spiral began.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the difference between them, I mean, think back of what happened with Bill Clinton. When Bill Clinton got hit in the head with reality, he made the announcement that the era of big government was over. He retrenched. He figured, okay, I've got to get along with Newt Gingrich. I got to, you know, I've got to legislate here. And that saved his legacy. It saved his presidency by coming together and realizing, hey, there's two sides to every story. You cannot be dogmatic. And CNN, maybe they're learning the hard way. I don't know how they rebuild their brand, because they have done such incredible damage to their brand. Is any in any sense of having some sense of credibility and newsworthiness? You know, Fox has, you could say, well, Fox the same way. Well, yeah, but you know, I mean, Sean Hannity picks no bones. I mean, you know what you get. If you want to hear a very, you know, pro-Trump perspective, then you plug into Sean Hannity. If you want to hear some news and you happen to be watching Fox, then, you know, Brett Baer does a great job. And, you know, there's a couple others that, you know, report the news in a way that I believe is useful and constructive and maybe a little bit more mainstream and middle of the road. But, you know, there's lanes for people to participate in, but just be upfront about it. And CNN and MSNBC, you know, they've tried to present themselves as being objective, but clearly they're far from that. And all they need to look at is the analysis of how they report on Trump. When 90% plus of what they're reporting is negative, I mean, that right there should tell you right off the bat that you're a little bit out of balance.
Well, especially after your ratings completely, like, the bottom falls out after the Mueller report is released, because you're simply not giving the audience what they want. If they wanted anti-Trump network TV 24/7, they have MSNBC. They have other venues. But again, CNN is playing the, you know, middle of the road, we're not biased, when anybody with two eyes and two ears can see exactly what's in front of them.
Yeah, but then they go running out yelling and screaming for net neutrality, right? Because we're gonna teach you one way or another that you need to watch and hear our diatribe, and we'll force you if we need be, because we're gonna control the media. And, you know, and this is what America, and this is what mainstream America is facing all the time, is that we're constantly under scrutiny. Any kind of conservative voices, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, every day you open up, you read something about another conservative group, you know, being boycotted and slammed and shamed and what have you, brought to you by the mainstream media and these techno groups that have taken over, you know, social media.
Well, tech censorship is one thing that I think is not getting enough talk about, well, specifically from the left, because leftists control technology. And this isn't necessarily about controlling the media or controlling the news. This is about controlling the narrative. This is about pushing one ideology, one political party, one train of thought, and anything outside of the leftist. And it's not just Democrat. It is leftist, Marxist ideology, then you must be silenced. And big tech can silence us, and they do silence us. Jerry Nadler had the audacity, not surprisingly, to say that this was just one big conspiracy theory when Mark Zuckerberg, I believe, was in front of the committee, or one of the committees, that or conservative censorship was just one big conspiracy theory. Well, James O'Keefe proves him wrong again. Mm-hmm. He finds that Pinterest, one of the largest, sharing networks, social media networks, was targeting pro-life, specifically liveaction.org, the Lila Rose organization, labeling pro-life organizations like hers as porn. And then categorizing Bible verses as censored Bible verses as dangerous. And this was uncovered by a whistleblower who was then fired by Pinterest for, of course, exposing their algorithmic labeling and censorship. And so this is a cancer, if you will, that is metastasized throughout all of these supposed neutral platforms. And that's what's really important here, because much like CNN, who tries to evoke that they are neutral and they aren't biased when you can see the difference, these technology companies, which control 90% of the search, 90% of social media, are now targeting conservatives through, you know, censorship, demonetizing conservatives so they're unable to make any money online, and basically only allowing a certain thought to control the platform and the narrative. They are no longer neutral platforms. They are now picking and choosing what companies, what organizations, and what beliefs they will choose to publish.
Exactly.
So they have become publishers and not neutral platforms.
Megan, how do we have a fair election now?
Well, that's a very good question, Bill, because I've written about this quite a bit. When Google controls 90% of the search and they push forward the leftist narrative and agenda in the first search results, when Facebook can interfere in the elections by only running certain ads and not other ads, the list goes on.
Well, let's bring into perspective that
this censorship is going on and getting more and more common now because the election is right around the corner.
And bring into consideration here that supposedly Russia got Donald Trump elected on $150,000 of investment on Facebook ads. And what are we talking about in comparison by the censorship that Facebook and these other social media platforms are doing? I mean, this is trillions of dollars.
Well, it's really immeasurable. I mean, you really don't know when you're only going to be allowed one certain opinion and one certain ideology, and a majority of users are the youth is being indoctrinated, and how do you measure that? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is why the Democrats are doubling down on socialism, because of the youth and what they've been fed.
Exactly. Well, we'll pick up from there when we come back. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. It is just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay right where you are.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that Gen Z is not dragging their feet when it comes to home ownership. Nearly 60% of Gen Z wants to buy a home in the next 5 years, before the age of 30. This isn't just wishful thinking, as more than half have already started saving to achieve this goal. The latest Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report also found that if gifted $5,000, 80% of Gen Zers would rather save it for a down payment than spend it on their dream wedding. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Home Ownership Solutions and Strategic Relationships, Bank of America.
Current homeowners' belief that owning a home is worth it is motivating prospective Gen Z home buyers to follow in their footsteps. Gen Z recognize they may face challenges, but that's not stopping them from taking actionable steps, such as getting a second job or making sacrifices, like moving in with their parents or in-laws to save for a down payment.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, you can hear Nancy Pelosi singing that to Donald Trump, but some people might think she's a bit myopic and her idea of the middle is not, it's all a matter of perception. What can I tell you? Well, Illinois governor has signed an abortion protection bill that pro-life groups are calling a death penalty, and Maine also has an abortion bill that, Megan, that just passed too, right? The one in Maine?
Yes, it was just signed into legislation by the governor of Maine, who happens to be a female, very radical, left-wing female, of course, because who, as a Democrat, there aren't many Democrats that are pro-life left, with the exception of the Louisiana governor who signed in the heartbeat bill. But
right.
She has signed in legislation which allows, abortion legislation allows non-doctors to perform abortion. So much for safe, legal, and rare. So much for the Republicans sending women to the back alleys with coat hangers.
Right.
You now have taken the doctor away from the potential patient and are allowing quote-unquote trained professionals, which aren't doctors, perform abortions.
Okay, it begs two questions right off the bat. Why non-doctors?
Well, it's hard to wrap your mind around why. Perhaps because the procedure would be then less expensive.
I think it's available.
Advance the services whereby then you could get an abortion from a physician's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'll remember, when Obamacare was passed, many of the doctors resigned or left the practice early. And what happened was, in community health centers specifically, and around the world, more and more people were seeing physician's assistants because there were a less amount of doctors, as well as doctors not taking or seeing certain patients based on patient population and the law. So it really is just kind of going the way of Obamacare, whereby now physician assistants, who aren't physicians, are more empowered.
Well, you know what I'm sensing here, and this has been going on for a while, Megan, this is why, there's not a lot of doctors. The fact is, there is not a lot of doctors that perform abortions. And part of the reason is that doctors think about saving lives. They don't intentionally go. I mean, their Hippocratic Oath says that they shall do no harm. And this is antithetical to the oath that they take and the reason for them to enter into medicine anyway. I mean, you have to really twist your mind in such a way to think that it's okay to end a life in a woman's womb, especially all under the auspices of safe, legal, and rare. I mean, you've got to do some mental gymnastics to get yourself in that position. I mean, you know, we've talked with Abby Johnson, the movie Unplanned, which was her story. And she had gone through that pretzel type of logic for a while until she was confronted with the truth and saw an abortion herself in a procedure room, and it could not be denied. Technology today is so loud and clear that doctors are going, wait a minute, how can I not be a part of this? And doctors now, if the truth be known, they're shaking in the boots. If we end up, you know, going to a single payer system, it is going to be the government that will command them what to do. And so they are going to be forced, to early retirement, or they're going to be in a lot of trouble because, they can't do this. So you say, you know, to your point, because a doctor doesn't want to be involved. Okay, we'll let a non-doctor perform these abortions.
Well, it's not only conscious, but then also look at if we do go to single payer, God help us. But then also what will follow is the, removal of the taxpayer protection of the Hyde Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you remove the Hyde Amendment, which now Joe Biden has flopped on, and most of the Marxist candidates, which are pretty much all of them with the exception of Joe Biden, is running on, is to remove the taxpayer protection. And so it will have the government be the funder of abortions and abortion on demand. And again, we have to reiterate that this isn't just first trimester abortion.
Yes.
This is abortion all the way up to the day of birth.
Mm-hmm.
And even post-birth, whereby if there is a decision made and the mother carries the baby to term and the mother is not financially, emotionally stable, those are simply requirements now in Virginia, for example, or New York, for example. So the woman doesn't even have to have the threat of her life or her life threatened by the delivery of the baby or the carrying of the baby. Simply post-birth, if the baby shows signs of something, or if the woman changes her mind or loses her job the day before,
mm-hmm.
that in New York can be grounds to terminate that life. And so in New York, for example, if a pregnant woman gets murdered, it's not a double homicide anymore.
Right. Which is interesting because at the 9/11 memorial, they note the babies that died. You know, they note the babies there at the memorial.
Well, I mean, we can see what's happening to the left, right? We can see that the incrementalism of what's going on now on the left. First, we were told, you know, safe, legal, and rare, and that was just under Bill Clinton. That was what mm-hmm. Bill Clinton was saying. That was the Democrat Party under Bill Clinton. There were plenty of pro-life Democrats. Actually, Henry Hyde, I believe, who was the guy behind the Hyde Amendment, was a Democrat. And so we look back and we say, my, how far have they fallen? Whereby free markets now is a bad thing. They want complete government control and takeover. Abortions were supposed to be safe, legal, and rare. Now abortions are supposed to be commonplace and federally funded. And you have Tom Perez saying, if you're a pro, and Tom Perez, who's the leader of the Democrat Party of the DNC, he's saying, if you're a pro-life Democrat, get the hell, and that's a quote,
yes,
out of the party.
Right.
So the Democrats are really so far left that they're leaving a large middle. The more and more they try to compete with each other of who could be more Marxist, who can be more leftist, who can mm-hmm. be more socialist. Oh, but it's Democrat socialism. There's no difference between Democrat socialism and socialism.
Yeah. It all heads the same way. It all goes down to the same road, doesn't it?
That's correct. Why would you want to get closer to socialism or closer to communism? That's the steps. That's the incrementalism.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, to your point on this, the Illinois bill effectively immediately repeals their 1975 Illinois abortion law. It eliminates, now listen to this, eliminates spousal consent. So now the man really has nothing to do with this. You know, forget about that. That is out of question. No longer waiting periods, criminal penalties for abortion providers, and restrictions on abortion facilities such as licensing requirements, health and safety inspections. Of course, we ran into that with, you know, the Gosnell movie, and we saw what happened there. 17 years, there was no safety inspections. But yet in Pennsylvania, annually, you must have, you know, all your nail salons, they must be inspected every year. But abortion clinic, not so.
Right. It's going to be more difficult to get a license as a manicurist in Maine than it is an abortionist.
Yes.
You're going to have to go through more certification classes to be an esthetician than you will to perform an abortion. Now, see, what's interesting about this bill is that all these abortion bills, whether they err on the side of life to protect life, like Missouri and Georgia and Alabama and others, are in the wake, really, of the Virginia bill that failed, but the New York bill that passed, which is really an infanticide bill. And so you do see the 10th Amendment, whereby the states are becoming the laboratory, right, where they're really
right.
Kind of they're following the will of their constituents and their conscience. And so you have some states, red states, protecting life, and at the same time, you have other states, blue states, eradicating life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in the response to this, what has now become a divide, whereby the Democrats, again, are going to use the abortion canard as a talking point when it comes to politics as well as the election. And they're going to try to divide the female vote again. But females... by and large, Americans, by and large, the majority of Americans do not believe in late-term abortion. They do not believe in abortion up to and beyond the point of birth. They, majority of Americans are somewhat comfortable with first trimester abortion, but still not the majority.
Experientially, Megan, the women who have experienced abortion, and these are the women who are leading the way on this, on the heartbeat bill, they have gone through it. They regret being duped by the Supreme Court as a result of the 1973 passage of Roe v. Wade, or the decision by the Supreme Court. It wasn't a passage. It was a dictate by the Supreme Court. And they regret it. And they are the ones that are speaking out and leading the way on this whole issue. So, you know, quite interesting that, you know, for some that would say, well, the men, you know, it's these white guys, these old white guys that are want to take over our body and tell us what to do and everything. But no, it's women who know the truth, and they are dealing with the heartbreak of it, and they don't want to pass this on as a legacy to the next generation, do they?
No, they do not. And even Roe is against Roe.
Yeah, yes. So I guess that tells you just about everything you need to know.
Yeah.
Is that can you follow through on the conviction of your own conscience? Megan Barth, co-chair of Red Wave America, the Media Quality Project, owner and proprietor and founder of ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Bill.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.